This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
My buddy, my buddy, my buddy, my buddy. Wherever I go, he goes.
My buddy, my buddy.
What terribly dumb, ignorant thing has your friend said lately? Your friend has a bad sports opinion out there. Maybe your friend has a bad pop culture opinion. Those happen too. What is it? You let us know. 877-881-1053.
That Biodome one really sparked a conversation from the 301. My buddy's an idiot. He thinks Biodome is the best Pauly Shore film.
Oh, it's not the best Pauly Shore film for sure.
Right.
That's the Goof Troop movie. Remember he did It's the Leaning Tower of Cheese, and he made it out of the Cheese Whiz stuff? You don't remember that?
What movie is that?
The Goofy movie. With Goofy and his son and
Pete. It's a great animated movie.
Thank you, Parker.
Seen that movie.
You got it. You need to watch it. You love movies, right?
I do.
Highly underrated, Kevin.
Thank you.
Okay.
He goes on a fishing trip. It's all sorts of good stuff, man.
I'm going to go with Son-in-Law as my vote for best Pauly Shore movie. Though I think Encino Man is awesome, too.
In the Army Now, where he keeps firing the bazooka the wrong way.
Yes. Yes. I love that movie, too, man.
That's the thing, and I don't know if Colby, you do this with your kids, or if you will eventually with yours, Corey, is I watched some of his movies with my son, and we kind of talked about, like, I tried to explain to him that there was a time where no one ruled the earth more than Pauly Shore.
It's weird.
It was like really short time.
He had MTV. He had that.
Yeah.
He had movies. He was running things.
I mean, it wasn't a long time, but there were like maybe 2 years where Pauly Shore was the thing in all of entertainment, and he's like, and then did people just get tired of him? Because it kind of seems like he just does the same thing. And I was like, fair enough.
Right.
But it really was magical in some of those. And remember in that one movie, Son-in-Law, your buddy Carla Gugino, Corey.
Dude, Carla Gugino had Steven Tyler PJs, but also she has liked two of my tweets to her in the last 2 years. And I think we're kind of a thing. This is pretty exclusive now.
How many tweets to her have you done?
Two.
Only two.
Only two.
Maybe you should up your number so you can say she liked three of them.
Yeah.
Or four.
So if I start, but if I send more, then
maybe
it's
she'll
weird,
slide
right?
into your DMs.
Man.
Do you have official Carla Gugino Twitter day? It's like, on this day, I have to send one because it was this time last year when I sent one.
Man, that would be hilarious. And she's sitting by her phone and she's like, oh, please let at in the majors tweet me today.
You know what? That would explain why it took her almost 2 weeks to like it. Right? Because she was like, I gotta play it cool.
All right. So the follow-up question is, how tense were you over those 2 weeks just checking your notifications?
I was kind of upset. It was a real surprise, though.
Was it?
But I mean, it was the holidays. I can understand. Uh-huh. Some people put their phone down for the holidays and just let it go. Stay off the Twitter. Plus, it was about a movie that was kind of weird. Gerald's Game. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Oh.
What is Gerald's Game about? I feel like I've heard of it.
It's a Stephen King book, and I think Netflix, it's a Netflix original. And her and her husband are together, and he wants to spice things up, and he takes her to this private, secluded cottage on the lake, and they get there, and he handcuffs her to the bed, and she's like, okay, I'm not really into this, and he starts arguing with her, and then he has a heart attack, and she's handcuffed to the bed, and she goes through, like, all this mental like anguish about all these things and how's she gonna get out of it, and a dog comes into the house and it's crazy, dude.
When does Gerald show up?
Gerald is the husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gerald's the husband. Anyway, back to
from the 817, Jury Duty is the best next to Son-in-Law. I don't know if I've ever saw that.
Oh, Jury Duty was
that with
terrible.
Tia Carrera?
It was terrible.
It's bad. But like, hold on. Is it terrible? Like, you'll hate it, or is it terrible that it's so bad I'll enjoy watching it?
I don't know if it holds up. Back then, I loved it. I had a sick day, and I watched it. And I remember like thinking, this is fun, because here's what happens. In that movie, he is doing jury duty. They're on a super high-end case.
Sure.
And he's living the life, right? They're paying for his hotel. He's getting free food. And so he's living the life. And the jury, so it's a, he's the only one that's not voting that this guy was a murderer.
Oh, well, don't tell me then how it ends. I might go watch this movie.
Solve the crime.
I might watch this movie.
So he finds out the guy's not guilty.
Oh, come on!
Dude, it's been like 20 years.
Fair counterpoint.
You've told me plenty of times.
That's totally fair. From the 817, plus Biodome has that super hot redhead actress singer, Kylie Minogue.
Oh, yeah.
Stirred at the bottom. Remember that yogurt? How do you like it?
Huh?
For the 254, my buddy's an idiot. He got his best friend's girlfriend pregnant.
So.
Ugh. Plus, I don't know if I should call out that texter for being an idiot because they put prego. And I sometimes feel like those people should be put to death.
Is that the most popular my buddy's an idiot text that we get?
Yeah, we have a lot of really shady people that listen to this show because they're always banging their friends and stuff.
I need to know if he let the best friend know or if she did that the baby is the other guy's and not his. That's what I need to know.
Because does that make a difference?
Because if you haven't,
why not?
Do you keep your mouth shut in that instant?
No!
I mean,
wouldn't you want to raise your kid?
He's your best friend. Probably think he's pretty good at doing stuff.
But that's your kid.
Maybe.
Do you have a friend that you would want to take over if you were gone?
That's kind of how you pick the Godfather, right?
I mean, no. Like, but I'm not Catholic, so. So did you have? You're Catholic, right?
Yes. Brandon actually has two godparents, but they're both women.
All right. All right.
Huh.
So there's nobody that you would want to take over as the dad of Brandon if
Man, me and Brandon would get along great.
Oh, not you.
Yeah, that'd be fun times.
Definitely not you.
Boy, he'd learn some stuff.
Nobody at all.
I mean, I'd give him to you before I would give him to Colby.
There's so many kids.
Yeah. But the thing
pretty
is,
pretty offended that it took you that long though to say it.
Okay, well this will help you. He's old enough that he can keep everyone in
order. Oh man, you know what?
Those kids will never bother you when you sleep again.
Where's that escape window that we have up here in the
studio?
Are
you going to push me out the window?
I need a kid to take care of all the other kids.
Okay, well you can have my kid if I die of natural causes, not if I die of questionable I fell out the window at the radio station causes.
Hey man, falling is natural, okay?
That is natural.
Well, not when we have all this all on tape now.
From the 469, my brother's an idiot because he said overfishing in the ocean means the water will evaporate quicker.
So if you take out all the fish, the water goes away?
Because it's not as high anymore. Because you took out some weight. So it condenses it. So therefore it evaporates more. I don't know. I'm trying science.
Like,
just not working.
All right. So let's say you have a little cup. All right.
Uh-huh.
And you put a marble in that cup. Doesn't the water line go up a little bit?
That, I guess, is true.
I don't think that this is what he's saying makes sense. Because don't fish populate in, like, billions? Like,
yeah, they spawn.
Like, one mom fish has, like, millions of baby fish.
Dude, I knew a girl like that.
Yeah? What happened?
She was a hoe.
Okay. My buddy's an idiot. He thinks the Whopper is the best signature burger in fast food over the Big Mac. No way.
I cannot tell you the last time I had a Whopper or a Big Mac.
I don't stop at Burger King that much, but I've always enjoyed a Whopper when I've gotten one.
Right.
I'm not a big Big Mac fan. I would rather have like the Quarter Pounder.
Or the McChicken, I think it's pretty solid there too.
It's not a burger.
Yeah, it's
well,
a chicken sandwich.
Well, if you combine it with the other burger.
Oh, the McChicken and the McDouble?
Yeah.
Great combo.
What was that called again?
No,
you know what they call
text
those?
Text in
all
right now.
No,
877-881-1053 if you know what that's called.
Can you say that on air?
No.
What about whenever
chance.
It's what about whenever we're discussing media scrums?
No, I think they've gone out of their way. Like you'll notice people are like, "Oh yeah, whenever you do the huddle or whatever." That's not what they call
it's
it.
It's a ganger.
Yeah, that's not what they call it either, but you're getting closer.
I'm sure it's a banger.
From the 214, the sea level is rising. From the 817, my buddy's an idiot because he thinks the Eagles will win the Super Bowl. Listen, man. I
mean, there's only two teams left. That's not that much of a radical
opinion,
right?
The percentages are definitely in the Patriots' favor.
Sure.
But anything can happen.
If you had to guess, what would you say? 35-40% chance the Eagles win?
Yeah.
So I don't think
I would give them that.
That radical of an opinion.
Everybody knows what that sandwich is called, Kevin.
Yeah, they do.
We were trying to have a good segment here, and you bring that to our
fans. Dude, I didn't say what it was, but I told you
somebody said we have some sketchy fans. Somebody said the Land Sea Air Burger? No, that's not what it's called.
No, but never forget, all of your buddies are idiots if they don't believe that it's called sand because it's between the sea and the land.
I don't know that that's true.
Well, then you're an idiot because it's clearly true.
My buddy's an idiot because he thinks baseball and cricket are the same.
Just with a flatter bat.
No, they are different. Like, I understand the rules can be manipulated to be similar. But it's just a completely different thing. Like, just completely different.
I mean, the guy that's on the pitching post or whatever is called a bowler.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think you can hit it backwards, too. I'm not sure about that, but I feel like you can.
You can hit it backwards in baseball. It's called a foul ball.
I think it's fair. Like, if you hit it backwards.
Okay, so look, there's a couple of minor rule alterations. Mm-hmm.
But so the idea of somebody hitting a ball and then somebody chasing the ball down and then somebody running back and forth to a base in a way.
Same thing.
Yes, I understand that.
Hmm.
My buddy's an idiot because he brought a big pot of homemade chili into work and spilled it all over the floor.
Oh, no. Yeah, Kevin, it looked like he threw up.
The beans and the onions and the garlic and the meat, they all meet in the pot. All right. And then he was carrying it in, and he was so proud of it. And then he tripped and fell. This is from The Office, Kevin.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Kevin that did it.
Okay, because I was going to say, is that kind of like the listeners of our show and this show and the pot all meet together? Is it the same concept? Because I kind of feel like it's the same thing.
So we can just call us the Chili.
Yeah.
Huh. Weird. By the way, from the 469, cricket matches can last days.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been to a baseball game and felt like it was never going to end? Personally, I like going to baseball games. But, dude, sometimes you go to one of those games and you're like, I'm not going to make it.
See, I enjoy that because now I'm getting more baseball for my dollar. Like when a movie's like 2.5 hours long or whatever.
No.
As long as it's all right. I just paid the same amount for this movie that I did.
What if it's an exciting game?
That one was an hour long.
I got other stuff to go do.
What if it's an exciting game, though?
Dude, if it's an exciting game, that's fine. But you all know, like, that day, I think it was July 4th, I went to the Rangers game, and they lost 175-1.
Oh, I remember that game.
The longest game in the entire world.
And that was torturous but the thing is, you saw a lot of people stay because they were all waiting for that post-game.
Yeah.
4th of July fireworks
that started
show.
At like midnight.
Yeah, and so none of us could leave because Yu Darvish was sparing it up, and it was 100-2 by the time it was the fourth inning. Oh my God, that was horrible.
It was amazing. It was amazing to
That's
see all
the
that
worst
happen.
Baseball game I've ever been to.
I had to work that game, then work Sean and RJ the next morning.
See,
I got
so
like
you
2 hours of sleep.
It was horrible.
And from the 214, your buddy's an idiot because who puts beans in chili? Period.
I do. Beans and chili is fantastic. I don't understand
don't
why people have a problem
chili.
With it.
You don't put beans.
Why?
And
I don't understand why people have a problem with it.
Because
oh
that's,
my
then
God.
It's not Texas chili.
Is that our next versus?
No.
Chili,
Sean
beans,
and RJ
or no
have done
beans?
This. Jeff did it with his girlfriend on social media.
What?
Huh? Oh. I mean, I don't. Hold on now. Because, my friend, that is a bold accusation that you're making right there.
Did the avatars change?
Feel like everyone here at the station's pretty tuned into social media. I feel like I would have heard about that by now. So I'm going to go ahead and say my buddy's an idiot for making that unfounded accusation about one of our teammates and
talking
his woman.
About their Twitter discussion,
woo,
dude.
Ooh, lordy!
Not them sexing on
all
Twitter.
Right, we got it!
Jeez.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.